Jerry and Richard Henderson, who was from St. Louis, was both. They were both signed by Austin Peay when I got the job. Now I had to go try to re-recruit them, so to speak, to get them to stay. You know, so I had that foundation there, and then Dayton was also from Bowling Green, and you know, it was late in the period, and sometimes you just get lucky. Recruiting's more about getting lucky than anything. You can do all the evaluation you want. Recruiting, I will argue anybody, you have to be good in recruiting as far as when it comes to the guys you have identified, because you got to beat other teams. But a lot of times you just got to be really lucky, and I've been really lucky with those guys. I've got some foundational pieces that's already proven, and one in Terry, you know, I don't know how many double doubles he's got, but he's not proven that he's not only maybe the best freshman in the Ohio Valley Conference, he's proven he's probably one of the top five players in the league. So to think that they have the privilege to have him for another 3 years is incredible. And then, you know, Dayton Gum has had, he's been slowed here lately by some ankle problems. He's a super athlete, great kid, extremely hard worker. So those are two really good foundational pieces that I got. To be honest with you, it's luck. I mean, I can't put it out any other way. I didn't know that Terry Taylor was going to be this good, or you know, and help us win games as a freshman. You know, I didn't know Dayton Gum. You know, you don't know that as a coach. I mean, it's coaching with that stuff. There's a lot of luck that comes into play, and anybody tells me the difference, I'm not convinced.